Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to the teacher. This is Ali, and today we're going to be discussing the issue of predestination and free will, and especially the main error of the fatalists. Who are the fatalists? Fatalists are those who believe that a human being is predestined 100%. Well, one of the issues which is directly related to the issue of justice of the Creator, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the question of predestination or free will. According to the fatalists, a human being has no choice. Whatever in his or her acts, behaviors or words, and the movements of his organs are just like the predestined movements of the parts of a machine. So they assume a human being to be a robot. Thus, this question arises, how does this opinion relate to the divine justice? And perhaps because of this, a group exists which denies intellectual good and intellectual evil. They have accepted predestination, and they deny justice. Why is that? Because when one accepts predestination, justice makes no sense. Well, we said that we do acknowledge that there are certain factors due to which a human being may be constrained or limited in his decision-making, like factor as the environment of a human being, the education of a human being, the propaganda done against the certain notions in the society, and also the social culture of a human being. Because of these and many other factors, fatalists assume that we are forced in decision-making. Those who think this way have forgotten one important point, and that is that the discussion is not about the motives and defective causes. The discussion is about complete causes. So the notion is not really about whether there are factors which influence a human being's decision-making capabilities or not. The discussion otherwise is that whether a human being is capable enough to make his own decisions, or is he simply predestined? We say, contrary to what the fatalists say, we say that a human being, he is enabled and he has the ability to make his own decisions, and hence he has a free will. In other words, no one can deny the role played by the environment, the culture, the economic position and situation of a person in the thoughts and acts of a human being. Yes, they do play a significant role, but the discussion is that with all these motives, the final decision still remains with a human being. So for instance, somebody who does not have enough money or enough wealth to purchase an expensive house, yes, practically speaking, he's forced not to be able to buy that house because he doesn't have that kind of money. But that does not mean that he's predestined. We have seen many cases where people become rich overnight. So if they were predestined to become rich, or they were predestined before becoming rich to be poor, you know, that doesn't add up. The point is that human being has a free will, and that can be clearly seen with the people who have money, disposable income to buy an expensive house, but they choose not to. This means that the final and ultimate decision is in the hands of that human being, regardless of those factors impacting his decision making. So with this, we're going to take a short break. And once we come back from the break, we're going to continue discussing this topic of predestination and free will. Stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is Brother Mehdi. The discussion at hand, is it true to say everything is predestined? Now, to start this discussion, we need to know that everything is not predestined, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His supreme wisdom and knowledge, has endowed human beings with free will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us free will so that we can willingly and voluntarily obey Him and love Him. And to prove this point, if all of our actions were predestined, then there would be no reasonable point in having a heaven or a hell, and for that matter, there would be no point of coming to this world, this temporary realm, to prove ourselves if everything were to be predestined. So we need to work hard and strive hard in our lives in order to become better Muslims. As the Holy Quran and the Holy Prophet have told us, this world is the realm of a great test to see whether we will willingly submit to obey and love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or whether we will disobey Allah and break our holy covenant with Him. If this world is a test, then we need to have the free will to choose to obey or disobey. If everything were to be predestined, the test of this world would be pointless. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran, our creation has not been pointless and in vain. There is a glorious purpose in our creation. Now, to further substantiate this point that everything is not predestined, we find an interesting story about Prophet Yusuf, which will explain to us that everything is really not predestined. Now, Jibreel came to Prophet Yusuf while he was in prison and asked him, "O Yusuf, who made you the most beautiful of all men?" Prophet Yusuf replied, "Allah." Jibreel questioned again, "Who made you the most beloved of all the children in the eyes of your father?" Prophet Yusuf replies, "My Allah." Jibreel asks, "Who directed the caravan towards the well into which you were thrown?" And Prophet Yusuf replies, "My Lord." Jibreel then asks, "Who protected you from the stone which the people of the caravan had hurled into the well?" Prophet Yusuf replies, "My Allah." Jibreel then asks, "Who delivered you from the well?" Prophet Yusuf replies, "My Allah." He then asks, "Who protected you from the deceit of the ladies?" Prophet Yusuf replies, "My Lord." And Jibreel finally concludes, he says, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Yusuf, what made you seek your need from someone other than me? For this act, you shall stay in prison for 7 years for the offense of placing your trust in the king's barman and asking him to seek your freedom from the king instead of asking me." And according to this tradition, we see that staying an extra 7 years in the prison in the case of Prophet Yusuf was not something predestined. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Prophet Yusuf, it was due to his asking someone other than Allah for help that prolonged his stay in the prison. Thus, it was not predestined at all. Rather, it was the actions of Prophet Yusuf that increased his imprisonment by another 7 years. So we say, yes, not everything is predestined. But rather, at the end of the day, we should always remember to rely and trust only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for He is the ultimate power in all of the universes. Thanks for listening. We leave you in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's care.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of it?
Welcome back, dear listeners. So before the break, we were talking about the concept and the belief of fatalists who believe in predestination of a human being. And they actually criticize the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying that He has predestined some to be healthy, some to be not healthy and ill, some to be poor, some to be wealthy, you know, so everybody is predestined. Each and every act of a human being is predestined. We challenge that. On the contrary, what we say is that, yes, there are certain factors that may limit some of our decisions, but at the end of the day, the decision-making is in the hands of the human beings. Because we clearly sense that even in an erroneous system, one which rebels against God's commands, like the monarchical system of the past, which had laid the groundwork for deviation, we were not obliged to deviate and to go to the centers of corruption. Thus, one must distinguish between and separate out bases and complete causes. Because of this, a great many people who live in a comfortable or have been nurtured in a deviated culture, or they have inherited unsuitabilities, at any rate, have separated their way from that of others and have either arisen or revolted against the environment. If every human being was supposed to be the child of his or her own environment, culture, and propagation of the times, no real or basic revolution would ever take place in the world. Everyone would have to adapt to his or her environment and never build a new one. So these revolutions that we see in the world, the changes that we see in the world, they point to the fact that people are able to make decisions if they stand up for their rights. So although they may be living in an oppressive government, oppressive system, they have a choice to stay quiet or to stand up against it. This choice, it dictates that a human being has the free will. Now, whether practically majority of them, they end up doing that or not is a separate story. Right? But the bottom line is that they have the choice at any given point in time. All of these show that the above mentioned factors do not make one's destiny. Because see, the fatalists, they claim that because of the environment, a human being is forced. Because of their economic position, a human being is forced. What we're saying is, no, a human being is not forced. Yes, those factors, they do play a role in one's decision making, but that does not imply and that does not result in that being that person being called a predestined person and he has that fate. Okay? One's principle or main fate is determined by one's own willpower. This is exactly as if we were to decide on a very hot summer day to fast according to God's commands. All of our body needs water, while it is possible that in order to obey God, we ignore all of this. Whereas it is possible others follow this request and not fast. So they basically, because their body requires water, they choose not to fast. And the others, because their body requires water, but they know that there's a command of Allah to fast, for instance, in the Mahe Ramadan or the month of Ramadan, they fast. So at the end of the day, the choice is in their hands. Thus, all motives which cause one's destiny exist within the human being's free will. Thank you. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.